previous report, we talked about the relatively low rate of inflation for food in 2013 and examined a few reasons why. But for those food shoppers hoping for a repeat of that this year,
I think it's fair to say that inflation is going to pick up in 2014.
USDA economist Ricky Volpe, who reminds us that supermarket prices last year went up hardly at all, less than 0.5%. That, of course, was extremely unusual, where prices usually see an average of 3% increase. And that's what Volpe expects for this year, as he gives us the reasons why.
We expect fuel prices to rise. We expect global demand to pick up in 2014. And we expect retailers to start to pass on cost increases to consumers as these input costs rise.
As he notes, grocery stores have tried to hold the line on prices, partly to keep sales up during the economic slowdown, as well as stiff competition between the stores for the lowest prices. The results have been beneficial for consumers, but not so much for retailers, who are seeing an ever-shrinking profit margin. Something that Volpe says
can't go on forever.
Consumers will find out just how high those expected price hikes will be later this month with the official release of the food price forecast for 2014. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.